The apparent Republican presidential nominee was here in Western Washington over the weekend. Donald Trump held a rally in Linden outside of Bellingham ahead of the May 24th Washington primary. On the Democratic side, Bernie Sanders has won several states, including Washington, but Hillary Clinton is expected to be the nominee. Would that mean that the Sanders movement disappears? No, says radio host Amy Goodman. She's been tracking political movements for 20 years now on her progressive public radio show Democracy Now! Goodman told me Bernie didn't start the burn. He's just tapping into the energy of the Occupy movement of a few years ago.
I think he's riding that wave, and he's a very significant figure. I don't know what will happen with Bernie Sanders. You know, I can't predict anything, whether he could get the nomination, it doesn't look likely right now, or whether he would take a different path. But what most interests me is these movements that are coalescing. I mean, you look at not only the movement to challenge inequality, the immigrants' rights movement, the Black Lives Matter movement that had a big effect on his campaign and Hillary Clinton's campaign. I mean,
famously in Seattle, do you know about that Westlake rally where Black Lives Matter movement participants jumped up on stage with Bernie Sanders? That caught fire nationally.
That's true. And they challenge him at Netroots Nation, and they go behind the scenes, behind closed doors at Hillary Clinton's fundraisers, like the one she held in Charleston, South Carolina. A young African-American woman holds up a banner, "I am not a super predator," referring to a statement Hillary Clinton made in 1996. And you put all of this together with the endless war. The fact that right now in this country, the U.S. is involved in the longest war in U.S. history in Afghanistan. I mean, I think we're seeing a kind of convergence, and we don't know exactly where it will go. But what's most interesting is that these movements are growing and they're making demands, structural demands that will change this country.
Do you think, Amy Goodman, that we're at the beginning of a progressive movement that right now is part Sanders and part Trump? The one that could coalesce around anti-free trade deals, anti-billionaire bailouts, anti-corporate politics, pro-single-payer health care, pro-safety net, and it just needs the next progressive national figure to unite those factions and the Green Party, et cetera, into a majority.
It's hard to think about Donald Trump in that way because although he says, for example, he was opposed to the war in Iraq at the time, he was not opposed to the war in Iraq. While he says at different times he was for single-payer, now he says it's not about single payer. You have this other issue that cannot be minimized in any way, his racist xenophobia. This issue when he was asked by Jake Tapper on CNN if he would disavow the support of a Klan leader, David Duke, disavow the support of the Klan. He waffled. And this cannot be minimized, what he represents in that way. Terrifying populations in this country. We can't forget what the Klan did. You know, September 11th, horrific moment, 3,000 people incinerated in an instant. Wasn't the first time terror came to U.S. soil, though.
And but I'm taking my cue from you and looking beyond a person and talking about could we be it's strange to talk about a movement that involves some Trump voters and some Sanders voters. But I just wonder if you see the beginnings of something different.
I mean, there's no question that people are fed up with the establishment. They see that it is not serving them. We're seeing the largest concentration of wealth go from the bottom to the top that we've seen in over 100 years. We are at a juncture right now. I've been traveling the country on a 100-city tour. I'm at city 50 right now, halfway through. Every campus I go to, the students are occupying administration offices calling for fossil-free America, fossil-free universities. People are ready for a change, ready to change their lifestyle because they see that the planet can't afford this anymore and they can't afford the planet anymore. I think we are at a turning point.
You talked with Seattle City Council member Shama Sawant, who said she wants Bernie Sanders to run as a third-party candidate. What effect do you think that would have?
I mean, this is a movement, Bernie or bust, and it's a very significant one, saying we will not take just the best of the worst. We want to support the candidate. We want not just in primaries or caucuses, but in the general election. But then you also have, we talked to, you know, the former Seattle mayor, Mike McGinn, and he is a Bernie Sanders supporter, but said if Hillary Clinton gets a nomination, he would support her because he cannot countenance Trump. These movements, we're going to see where they go. But what's really important is they are galvanizing whole populations that haven't voted before. And if too many voting rights impediments are not put in the way with the evisceration of the Voting Rights Act, we're going to see especially young people feeling like, my gosh, they have a place in determining the future of this country, that their voices will be heard one way or another.
We've been talking about presidential politics, but as you know, Seattle passed a $15 minimum wage, paid parental leave for city workers, helped Washington State pass same-sex marriage, legal marijuana. Those are spreading movements. So how much does the United States presidency matter in the big picture?
You're right that what's happening at the state level and at local levels make a huge difference now, especially with the stalemate in Washington. And what's happened with Seattle paving the way around the $15 minimum wage movement, I come from New York. Our governor, who is a Democrat, Andrew Cuomo, had said when people were calling for $15 an hour, basically he said, you've got to be kidding, it's pie in the sky. And now he's hailing it and signing legislation around it. You know, Nelson Mandela said, you know, it always seems impossible until it's done. And that's what we are seeing. I mean, what has happened in Seattle in so many ways has had a significant impact around the country. And following these local movements with global implications, I do think is the way to go, that the local, the municipalities, the state are going to show Congress what they have to do.
Talking with Amy Goodman of Democracy Now!, who's been covering movements for 20 years and is doing so today, what do you want to leave our listeners with? What's the message you want to send us?
Well, in addition to all of the movements I've mentioned, we have to support independent media. It is absolutely critical because we need a media that gives voice to people who care about war and peace, who care about inequality, who care about the fate of the planet, climate change. I don't think that's a fringe minority, not a silent majority, but the silenced majority, silenced by the corporate media, which is why we have to take the media back. It is the place where we have a conversation, a global conversation that everyone must be included in. I see the media as a huge kitchen table that stretches across the globe, that we all sit around and debate and discuss the most important issues of the day, war and peace, life and death, and anything less than that is a disservice to the servicemen and women of this country. They can't have these debates on military bases. They rely on us in civilian society to have the discussions that lead to the decisions about whether they live or die, whether they're sent to kill or be killed. Anything less than that is a disservice to a democratic society.
And what can a listener do on behalf of a diverse media?
Be a part of it and support public media, support public radio, public television, tune in. We have to challenge the corporate media and we have to build our own media. And I think, you know, that's what we chronicle in our new book, Democracy Now! 20 Years Covering the Movements Changing America. It's going to where the silence is.
Amy Goodman, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Amy Goodman, host and executive director of the public radio show Democracy Now!, launched 20 years ago, and you can hear it on 91.3 KBCS in Bellevue. In the news today, House Speaker Paul Ryan says he would step down as co-chair of the Republican convention if Donald Trump asked him to. It's setting up to be an awkward convention, with Ryan saying he's not ready to endorse the apparent nominee. We'll keep bringing you news and analysis right here on KUOW.